Good evening, this is Kathy Henry. I'm here with Karen Hager, and we're happy you've joined us for opening the Peaceful Heart Call for Love. Please know that everyone is muted, and we'll be sending the link for the recording of this call to you tomorrow. Visit openpeacefulheart.com to hear recordings of past meditations. As we finally begin to welcome spring here in the Midwest, the land becomes alive with blossoming flowers. Our snowdrops have been out for a while, and now we've added crocuses. Soon the daffodils will open their yellow mouths, and the tulips will not be far behind. Birds that went south have returned, and the trees are alive with their chatter and calls. Spring is a wonderful invitation to live in the now, to come out of the darkness of winter, enjoy each day that we have, and revel in the changes revealed to us day by day. Today's meditation asks you to shed the past, let go of the future, and hone in on the present moment. We firmly believe that what we think we create, and when we take the time to show kindness, love, and gratitude to ourselves and others, we create a kinder, more loving, more giving world. We'll be together for about 15 minutes. Karen will get started in just a moment, opening our circle and leading us through the guided meditation, which will include a few minutes of silence. She will then close the circle. By the end of the day Monday, we'll send you a link for the call recording, and in that email, we'll include information about our next call on Sunday, May 1st, and hope you will join us then. And here's Karen.
Hi, it's Karen Hager. Let's open our circle, and when we do that, we're joining in a collective intention for peace and protection as we work together. Loving source of light and life, we join this circle with open hearts, with a desire for peace. Help us be present, fully present here. Unite us in love of spirit and love of each other. Let this space be a protected, sacred circle, and let the spirit of peace be among us right now. Amen. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is open. Imagine yourself in the middle of a busy city. Maybe you're just leaving work, or maybe you've been in town shopping or visiting someone's office. It's been a harrowing day. The city seemed especially crowded. Maybe your day went well, or maybe you didn't feel like you got what you wanted out of your time. Perhaps you're feeling frustrated because you know you'll need to come back tomorrow, or maybe you regret something you did or didn't do. Or maybe everything went well, but the labors of the day have left you exhausted and in need of refreshment. The ride home is maybe a bit frustrating, too. Traffic is slow, you feel closed in. But then you remember that you have the basic tool to bring you back to center, to the present, your breath. As you breathe in, you imagine filling your body with peaceful light and soothing energy. As you breathe out, release your worries about the day past, and then fill your body again with light and energy. As you breathe in, say to yourself, breathe in peace, breathe out, and release. I'll say this 3 times, and then we'll continue at our own pace in silence for a minute. Breathe in peace. Breathe out and release. Breathe in peace. Breathe out and release. Breathe in peace. Breathe out and release. Just take 1 minute in silence to breathe. You arrive home more refreshed than when you left that morning. The house is quiet, and you find your favorite spot to calmly sit. As you continue to breathe, imagine yourself outside, sitting in a chair or on the grass, and before you are hundreds of dandelions. Some are still yellow and smiling in the bright sunshine. Others have gone to seed and look like tiny snowballs waving on their pale green stems. Fluffy white umbrellas stand ready to carry each seed away in a strong breeze. The dandelion is a plant filled with symbolic and spiritual meaning. The bold yellow of the flowers represents the boldness of your actions. The dandelion plant harvests the energy of the sun to nourish itself and others. The flowers, leaves, and roots are food and medicine for animals, birds, insects, and people. All parts of the plant offer healing in some way, and you are healing now in their presence. While there are yellow flowers representing activity and energy, you see other flowers in the midst of changing to seed, turning into a round ball that will have hundreds of seeds, each seed ready to be carried far away to begin anew. As you continue to sit in meditation, notice the thoughts that fill your mind. Perhaps memories, regrets, plans, to-do lists, and many other thoughts. Imagine each of those thoughts as one dandelion seed. It starts rooted in the plant, but soon it easily loosens in a bit of wind and rides its white umbrella into the sky. You can, in the same way, loosen each of your thoughts and let them ride gently off. Notice each one, acknowledge each, and let it blow gently away. As you practice allowing each thought to float away, you become lighter. As you breathe in, you find you're sitting a little straighter. Your lungs expand and breathe in the peace of the present moment. And with every breath out, another worry, concern, thought floats away. Let's sit for a couple of minutes in this empty space, living in this moment right now. Sometimes it's hard to keep our minds open. If that's true for you, the mantra we used earlier may prove helpful. Breathe in peace. Breathe out and release. Let's take 2 minutes of silence together. come back to yourself, seated outdoors in the sun, surrounded by dandelions. Each plant is firmly rooted in the ground, yet each has the possibility to fly far away to something new. The dandelion seed sailing through the air knows nothing of the past and doesn't know where the future will lead. What is past is done. The future is yet to come. What matters is the journey at this moment in time. In the days to come, bring yourself back to the dandelion whenever you feel anxious about the past or worried about the future. Remember the journey you're on now, wherever you are, is the place you're meant to be. Hang on to your little white umbrella and know that you will parachute down into fertile ground where you'll be able to sprout and grow in the clear air and sunshine. And now we bring our circle to a close. Loving source of light and life, we're grateful for this sacred space, this sacred time, and for the power of our collective intention. Guide and protect us as we go our separate ways, and keep us tapped into the energy of spirit, the inspiration of source, in all we do. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is closed. If you signed up for emails from us, you'll get an email with a link to the recording by Monday evening. And you can always get into tons of recorded meditations at openpeacefulheart.com. If you want to share feedback or comments, please do. You can find me, Karen, at karenhager.com, or just reply to one of the emails we send and it will find us. Thank you to Kathy, who writes these meditations, and thank you for being here. Please mark your calendars now to join us on Sunday, May 1st, same time, same opportunity for high vibration, peaceful connection. You could have done anything during these 15 minutes, and you chose to focus on peace. We truly believe that as more and more of us do exactly that, we can turn any tide. On behalf of Kathy and myself, many blessings to you. Until the next time we connect, we are wishing you peace.